Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Idyos, Perik Beis, Mishnah Tess. Hi aya aimer. The Mishnah continues by telling us what Rabbi Akiva used to teach. Ha'av zaycha leben. A father can be mezaka his sons, he can give over to his sons the following milas. Binoy, being nice, physical niceness. Uva kayach, strength, you should have kayach. Uba oisher, wealth. Uba chachma, wisdom. Uba shanim, and to live long. Batanur explains, look, the tev of the son is similar to the tev of the father. Physical appearance, strength, wisdom, nature of the physical person, how long he lives, that a person gets as he's created, as his genes come together. Riches is what a person yarshins to his son. Now when it says chachma over here, it says about tenura, what does chachma mean? It means the ability to think straight. Some people can't think straight. Then the Batanura says, V'liner. In other words, the Pashup Shad of the mission is these are physical things that a father gives to a son. And money he has, the son yarshins it. But then the Batanura says, V'liner. It has to do with the schus of the father. Besides for the physical, that if a father is tall, the son will be tall. If the father is strong, it could be the son will be strong. It means something else, says the Batanura. If a person is zaycha, then they give him sons that are nice, that are balikayach, that are smart, that are ashirim, and live long. It's a schus. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, ubemisper hadoides lefanav. Sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu promises a father to do a toiva to his children, and that toiva is going to come out 3 generations away or 4 generations away. So ubemisper hadoides lefanav. Sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu promises a father to do a toiva to a third or fourth generation. V'hu akeitz. Kadosh Baruch Hu promises something to a father after a certain amount of time, and whatever generation is there after that certain amount of time, they get the schar. For example, says the Batanura, V'avadim v'inu oisem arba me'ashana, v'dar revi, and the fourth generation, Yeshuvu Haina, are going to come back. So the fourth dar, that's the keitz of the arba me'ashana. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Koirei hadoirais meirosh. The Rabbanu Shel Olam proclaimed, called out the generations from the beginning. It means that the Rabbanu Shel Olam arranges different things that take place in the Bria according to Dairais. Now that's why a lot of times we don't understand things. Do we understand why a certain generation suffers with a certain Nisayon who had to go through a certain suffering and some generations had it good? Well, we're going to see the master plan. Oh, it was a perfect plan right from the beginning. Avol b'shenema, the Mishnah continues to explain, even though it says, V'avadim v'inu oisem arba me'ashana, it says that Hashem said to Avram, they will serve them, they will oppress them for 400 years. V'nema dar revi yeshuvu heina. And it also says, and the fourth generation shall return here. But l'maisa, the fourth generation was not 400 years later. It didn't last 400 years, it was only 210. It was the fourth generation that entered Eretz Yisrael. Here, Tosfos Yom Tov makes the cheshbon. Kehas was the son of Levi. He was the youngest generation of Yaakov's family that went down to Mitzrayim. Kehas was the father of Amram. Amram was the father of Moshe. And the sons of Moshe entered Eretz Yisrael. So between entering Mitzrayim and entering Eretz Yisrael, there were 4 generations, but it wasn't 400 years. So the Rabban Shem set 2 dates for the Geula. 400 years, that was one cheshbon. And another cheshbon was 4 generations. How does that work? The Rabbanu Shel Olam b'Rov Rachamav started to count the 400 years, not from when they went into Mitzrayim, but from when Yitzchak was born. That meant that the Geula came 190 years sooner. So the 4 generations that stayed the same was Taka 4 generations. But the Rabbanu Shel Olam rearranged it in such a way that the original Gzeira still stayed in place, but the Yidden came out after 210 years instead of after 400 years. So our Mishnah told us that from a father, a ben could be zaycha to being nice, physically, koyach, riches, wisdom. That means svara, yeshara, to be able to think straight, to have many years down in this world, to have a long life. And Rabban Hashem has a cheshbon, Rabban Hashem promises something to a father, And there's a plan for several generations later when the time comes. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu by the Bris Ben Absarim that the Yidden would have to be Mitzrayim 400 years, but he also said after the fourth generation, and the fourth generation was after 210 years, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the counting from when Yitzchak was born.